What is going on? Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. Ethereum gas fees are at a six-month low. Is it because the market turned red? No, it's because things are improving. X is going to remove likes and reposts from everybody's timeline. What are reply guys going to do? Peter Brandt suggests the bull market's over. Hope you enjoyed it. Nintendo Switch console. There are some things on the Ethernet that are percolating, some kind of drawings that are floating around about what it can and cannot do. Nothing has been confirmed. Hong Kong goes live with the ETFs. Holy moly, chaos to clarity, noise to narrative. It is Tuesday, April 30th, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the crypto greed and fear index is coming in at a 67. It is equal to that of yesterday. But is that reflective of what is going on? The market is red at the moment, and we will get into that. I assure you. NFT sentiment remains neutral. Again, what is going on with the metrics? These are all lagging indicators. Everybody must understand that. This is sentiment. I am sure tomorrow we will get an update on all of the metrics. If not, I'm going to fudge them and make it seem like we did. Top crypto search term. Now, listen, this is important. This analytic that I do, and I look at this absolutely every day and have been for 3 years. This is not what crypto natives are searching for. This is what Tom, Dick, and Harry are searching for in Omaha, Nebraska, in Des Moines, Iowa, in Tallahassee, Florida, in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, right? People that just get on the internet and they hear a buzz about something and they want to Google something, what do they come up with? So the top search term for normies across the United States is W. What is W? It is the wormhole token. It is up about 8% on the 7-day, which is a lot because most of the tokens are absolutely red, as which we will see momentarily. But this also sheds light on some other things that are going on with the wormhole token, some underlying things that we don't even talk about here in the crypto space that normies are hearing about, and it is causing them to search. Is this a top signal? Now, this is interesting. The wormhole allocation is something that came out recently in the crypto space, and it was a big deal. If the normies are already searching for this token, a lot of times when the normies search and when we activate things in the crypto space, when these things collide in a close radius, it lets us know that the top is in. Now, we'll get into whether the top is in or not in a moment, but these are all points of contention or things to think about as we move forward into Taco Tuesday. If you have not had a taco today, what are you doing? Okay, top NFT search term is Blast NFT. Again, a niche in the NFT ecosystem and crypto space. It deals with DeFi, it deals with Web3 gaming, it deals with earning points to generate airdrops. These are specialty zones in the crypto space, and it's what the normies are searching for right now. Should this alarm you? No. Should it activate you? Yes. Do you need to understand what's going on? Yes. That's why I bring this fucking shit to you every day, except Sunday and Monday. I know. Fuck off, okay? So I don't get paid for this shit. This is a labor of love. Go subscribe. Make me feel like I need to show up to work. Buy a t-shirt. Wear some shit. Don't get me started, all right? Before I press record, for people that catch this on YouTube, I kind of go off on stuff a bit. Then I hit record and it becomes the podcast. That is what we are doing now. So I am not going to get sidetracked on something that already sidetracked me. We have Bitcoin dominance way up for the 24 hours. Ethereum dominance up for the 24 hours. Total crypto market cap, it's down. Why? Liquidations have run rampant. Holy moly. We're talking about $2.4 trillion is about the crypto market cap. We're down about 1.31% at the time of writing. And I did the actual factual stuff for this at about 5 o'clock this morning. So I'm not going to double dip and bring you guys all of the facts live. The important stuff I will, and that's why we're not going to report on some of this stuff. Is EigenLayer a scam? They just came out with their white paper. It's 40 pages. I got into it this morning, talked about it on a space. Sentiment changes so quick in this space. Man, the minute the wicks turn red, everybody comes out with their hatchets and shit changes. Now we are going to get into some numbers for the nerds. So what I am going to do, so numbers for the nerds. So I'm just going to get into a couple of things. Look at what we are talking about. I mean, sit down, okay? Everybody just... Okay, we are sub 60,000 on Bitcoin. Like, I mean, we're talking as red gets. You don't need me to tell you this, okay? So, wow, that is just something. So, next up, we are going to look at the crypto bubbles. And I pull this up just because it's a quick visual representation of what movement has transpired in the last 24 hours. So this is the crypto market cap. You can see, I actually said dominance is up, but market cap is down. So a lot of this is dealing with liquidations, people that bet that all of these had the trajectory to go up. All of this has been off the narrative that SEC approval, yay, BlackRock, yay, all this shit. It's going to go up the halving. Whoa, we peaked before halving. This is so unusual after halving. It's going to go to the moon. What happened? We're going to get into it. But looking at the crypto bubbles, you can see the red. Now, let's get into the actual numbers that are going on at this moment in time. And we are at 4:29 Tuesday the 30th, the end of the month of April. Okay, Bitcoin is currently trading at $59,790. Ethereum, $2,964. BNB, $571. I am so blown away that BNB is at $571. We've watched this go from $300 up to $600 on the podcast. The fact that it has not retraced more is amazing to me. We'll get into what this means. This is crazy. Like, there's some crazy shit happening in this crypto universe. Okay, next up, Solana. $125 for $1.25. You can get a pack of smokes called Solana. What has just happened? Now, top crypto sales. This is just beautiful. This is a Spirit Azuki. 70 Ethereum. Just look at the hair flow on that. That is just artwork like I've never seen. This was minted on January 12th, 2022. Okay. And it has been owned by 15 different wallets. It was last purchased by Happy Buddha 99 for 70 Ethereum. The purchase price of 70 Ethereum at the moment Happy Buddha purchased this was $214,797. I did not say that correctly, but you get the mind. You get what I'm saying. So that is what is going on. So now when we look at the top sales, so we can see some stuff happening on Ethereum, Solana, Cardano. This Boogle sale on Solana is really impressive for $161,000 about 3 hours ago. What I want to key in on is the metric of the blockchains by NFT sales volume. Currently, Ethereum is ruling the roost. And there was this narrative that Bitcoin was going to be the king forever. Just done deal. So, Ethereum, it is up 35% on the 24 hours as far as the volume on that chain for transactions of NFTs. Doing about $9 million, just a little over, almost $9.1 million. Okay, Bitcoin, it's only done about $6.7 million. The daddy of all chains, whether you believe it is where all artwork and things should be because it is the only place that is truly on chain, their sales will not support your narrative at the moment. Their sales are down 23% on the 24 hours. We have Solana down 19% on 24 hours, trading about $3 million. So let's get into some of the nitty gritty. I am looking at the current Ethereum heat map. And we can see we have a sea of red. Some are red, some are green, okay? We are going to double-click on some stuff. So Azuki is now the number one spot. Their volume in the last 24 hours, it is up 247%. Their floor price with that same volume, right? Azuki is a fun thing to trade. People trade it. There's a bunch of other underlying reasons to trade it. Their floor prices continue to go up. So it's gone up almost 10% in the last 24 hours. There was an anime feature short film that was released, and it got really nice review from the people who got to see the full thing. So that is reflecting in their floor price going up. Now, Ozuki is something that had a very high floor price at one point. We're looking at Bored Ape and Pudgy Penguins that have still remained above 10 ETH. Ozuki is, they're 4.8 ETH. That, granted, they're up 10%, but this is something that could trade into the 50 and 20 ETH range. Do we see this continuing, this upward trajectory? It will be interesting to see. We have Bored Ape Yacht Club. They're down in volume and price. Mutant Ape down in volume and price. Milady up in volume, down in price. Some of this is indicative of the underlying asset deteriorating, and Ethereum is trading below $3,000. So people panic, and we're seeing a bunch of interesting stuff. There's some narratives to get into around that. We are now looking at the Solana heat map. You can see what is flat, green, and red. What are we going to double click on? We will look at the top five movers in the last day for the Solana ecosystem. We have Malsteed, Froganas, Madlats, SMB Gen 2, Mutant Mon, Hamster, D's Node. Those are the top movers. If we, I actually want to look at volume. Sometimes these don't populate correctly. So we might be seeing that now as I try and toggle what is going on. You know, we are just going to skip that. Because as we know, the Solana ecosystem has been quiet, just doing about $3 million. We do have the Bitcoin ecosystem. So this was the rage. People, I don't know. We're looking at what is hot in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Top five movers are Blifstone, Prometheans, Runestone, Runes Amabi, Ambi, I think GameStone, Bitmap, and Rare Sats rounding out the top group. So Runestone trading $1,000. We saw those go as high as I think about $6,800 pre-halving. Just things across the board. You know what? And it's interesting when these assets have a response that is not reflexive, when it does something we don't understand, sometimes the art, the underlying assets really tend to suffer. Are we seeing that now? It is interesting to watch. So this is something that I'm absolutely watching. Next, this is a new tab, and I think Thursday, right, was the first day that Magic Eden added this tab. And even since Thursday, when you go to Magic Eden and click runes, there is just the UX and UI has continued to outdo itself. It is absolutely awesome to see. What are we talking about? We are looking at, I just want to make sure you guys can see these. Decentralized, dog go to the moon. That is Leonidas's token. We have Arsic Genesis rune. We have Fihu. We have Satoshi Nakamoto. We have Bush did 9/11. Okay, alarming. Lobo the Wolf Pup. Dope Grandma Coin. Wanko Manko Runes. So these are just some of the top coins. And I just want to comment on these. So sometimes these gain traction because they are memeable. They're funny. There's a group behind it pushing, pulling the narrative, kind of market manipulating things. So when we look at this, these are things that if Bitcoin continued to go up, these things were also going to continue to go up. We see Bitcoin below $60,000 and people are panicking. And we are seeing some of that kind of just play out in what is going on in the market. So there are a couple of things that I have been thinking about. So one, what just happened? Did BlackRock make Bitcoin uncool? Did they make it no longer rebellious? Is Bitcoin the Sex Pistols who tried to shock the world but turned out being a manufactured rebellion like The Offspring or Green Day? Did selling out to corporate sponsors kill grunge music? Is that what just happened to Bitcoin? Is mumble rap the death of lyrical complexity? These changes that happen that just take us by storm, right? Did Disney buying out all the studios ruin creativity in Hollywood? Are superhero movies all the same now? Are remakes of A Sign Hollywood ruining out of ideas? Is social media destroying our attention spans? All of these things. We just try and deliver content that is so fast and deliverable. Bitcoin, did the bad boy aspect get taken out of it by BlackRock, Larry Fink, the ETF, Gary Gensler, and Elizabeth Warren getting their name involved in this cryptocurrency that used to stand for decentralization and something different? Did they change the narrative? And all of a sudden we realize, wow, okay, it's legal. It's fine to use. But you know what? It's kind of a pain in the ass. And if it's no longer a bad boy thing, and I just look at it as a new thing that I can do, the UX and the UI sucks. It's expensive to get in and out of. You want me to jump through hoops with all of these restrictions. This is not the future of finance. Is that what we're realizing? Is Green Day going to sing to a stadium that is sold out or that is lacking people? Does Bitcoin have the power to push through this? The answer is yes. The answer is absolutely yes. But this is a really interesting time. And then we have technical people that do technical analysis. I follow Peter Brandt and a lot of the stuff he says. He says the bull market is over. We're done. When we hit $74,000, that was it. It happened earlier than we thought, but it's over. Now we get into the crypto narrative. Sell in May and go away, right? Fuck. That's tomorrow. Is it time to sell your crypto tomorrow? Because what the fuck just happened? We were supposed to go parabolic. We were supposed to go to $100,000. Are you telling me that $74,000 was the tippy top? It was great. I enjoyed it. And it was funny. After that, I went on Easy Eat Space on Monday. And I said, wow, the bull market was fun. And I got a chuckle out of the crowd. But nobody realized that was the truth. Is it the truth? Did Bitcoin lose its cool and we're back to just humdrum, holy shit? Let's get into it. Now, not NPC, but MPC. So this is, I'm going to do a sidetrack thing. So these non-playable characters in Fortnite, these AI-generated characters that will, one, be on your side. So you can go to Fortnite and hire these NPCs and say, listen, you are on my team and follow me around. And they do that. And what's interesting is if you get hit, they will come and heal you, give you shield. They are your friend. They are your ally. So NPCs, they are going to take over and they're going to do it with the help of artificial intelligence. Imagine if you were able to birth or hatch your own AI NPC that you were going to take with you into games. You could bring your helper into Fortnite. It went with you. It was your planner. It was your, this is your Alexa. This is your Siri. I can't say it loud because all these things activate. But what if this was your thing and it traveled with you, right? We are talking about interoperability. And this thing would not only go through your histories and only your history, specifically your history, and it would learn who you are. It would go through your social media, figure out who you are, who your personality is. It would not be concerned with other posts. It would be concerned with your posts initially. And as you began to interact with the world, it would learn how to interact with the world being your assistant. Clearly, it would have a directive and it would get updates. And these directives would be to help you, blah, blah, blah. But I could really see an interesting companion, a digital companion developing through all of these things. So I did not mean to get sidetracked on NPCs, but in Fortnite, there are NPCs that seem to be everywhere. And you might drop onto an island which used to have 80 live players, and now I think half of them are computer-generated players. Some of them might be on your team, and they act like idiots. So it's very evident to see who these things are, but do they make the gameplay better, right? Would it be better, instead of having 80 people on the island, only to have 48 people and have no artificial intelligent creatures inhabiting, doing stupid things? So granted, there are these dopamine cycles in there that, yes, you can kill them and it's a release and your kill count goes up and you become what you believe to be a better player. But are these enhancing our gameplay? And the answer is yes. Like, it's more fun, right? So now I want to talk about MPC, multi-party computation. So MPC, multi-party computation, is going to be a new technology that they are going to incorporate into some wallets to keep you, your crypto, your NFTs safer. It is similar to a multi-signature, but different, because there are technical implications that make it different. And I don't want to get into the technical aspects of it here. If you are interested, go look into my Substack. I wrote about it today. It is interesting. And anytime we talk about security, I want to share the things that I come across that I think will make a difference. And if we can make you safer by our mistakes, we are winning. We want you to have a better experience than we had when we got here. So this is one of the things that is new coming down the pike. I want you guys to look into it. There is also something called Wallet Guard. Again, this is not an ad. These guys don't promote. They have never taken a dollar from the community. This is open source. Wallet Guard is something that you put onto your Google Chrome browser, and it double checks any transaction you're going to make with your wallet. It kind of goes through it and says, are you sure you want to do this? This is what you're signing away. This is what you're releasing. This is what you're releasing ownership of when you sign this. So it is a really great thing, an add-on to have on your system. So things like Wallet Guard and this new MPC technology that's coming out, these are things that are going to make it harder for scammers to take your stuff. Because the idea is you want to be your own bank. When you want to send your grandmother a payment in Ecuador for $9,000 because you just got a bonus and you want to help her pay off her house, and you don't want to go through the bank because it'll take 5 days to get there, and they're going to make money off of your money when nobody has access to it. Imagine being able to just send that money to anybody you want anywhere in the world the instant you want to do it. That's what crypto does. And being your own bank is amazing. You don't need somebody to manage your shit. You don't need a credit card. You don't need companies to make things easier for you. Crypto is going to make it easier for you. So in being easy, it's also scary because there's no bank, there's no guarantees, there's no, I shouldn't have bought this, right? So with great power comes great responsibility. So when you have great responsibility, you're your own boss, no more banks needed. You need to protect your shit. You need to have guns. And this is a digital gun. Wallet Guard is a digital gun. This MPC technology is a digital gun to keep bad guys away. So I want to make you guys aware of what is going on. Next up, we have something called AnyChess, and they have just gotten another digital, just a digital tip of the hat in funding. And these guys, it is a digital chess game, and how are they mixing it up? They are mixing up spells, like Dungeons and Dragon type spells, in with the chessboard as you're playing. So it instantly adds storytelling and narrative to the chess. We're going to touch on that in a second. We have Cardano. It is the ticker sign ADA. It sees a surge in really, really large transactions indicating whale activity. Are they selling? Are they buying? We are going to get into all of that in 1 second. But first, I want to talk about what Elon Musk is planning to do. So Elon Musk, his social media platform, X, and this is really interesting. I saw a post from him the other day, and he says, do you guys still call it Twitter or X? And Granted, you can put in x.com, but when you hit enter, it still says Twitter. So Elon, we will call it whatever we want to call it. It's Twitter until you change what it says at the web address. And currently it says Twitter, so you should think about that. Anyway, Twitter is going to remove likes. So you can no longer like posts and have that be something that affects the algorithm of the content creator. And there will no longer be reposts. So it's funny, when I talk about all of the work that I do creating content, let's say I put out a tweet in the morning, and I usually have about 600 people that read my morning tweet, and it's just a concise view of the news. Of those 600 people, I only have about 3 people that retweet it. And in the current ecosystem, that retweet means a lot. It means more people are going to see it. And people that just absorb content and don't retweet it, it's tough for content creators. So Elon Musk deciding that no longer going to have likes and reposts, I don't know what that is going to do to the content creation game. But the reason he's doing it is because a lot of these ecosystems have looked at Twitter and figured out, how do I game the system? So they are utilizing influencers, KOLs. And so if people don't understand, KOL is key opinion leader. So anybody with a large follower count on Twitter now is considered a KOL or an influencer or whatever. They just name it whatever the fuck they want to name it so they can put it in a new box to market it to somebody else. Anyway, the idea is that these new companies try and gain traction. So they will, one, if you pay a content creator, right? If you pay somebody with 100,000 followers to tweet for you, they need to say, hey, this is an advertisement. Go check out this network. But if they say, listen, you're going to earn tokens if you tweet stuff from your account. And the more eyes that you get on a tweet that mentions my company, the more points you will get. So an example, there is an ecosystem that came out and I had recently gotten hacked. And I was like, oh, wow, I don't see people talking about this. I'm going to get involved and start retweeting stuff. I don't have a ton of followers, but I was like, okay, I have no money. This is a way for me to try and generate some income so I can start trading again. So this ecosystem took off, and now very large accounts will do a tweet and mention this company. And we're talking 1 million, 2 million views. And the theme goes directly back to this brand new company. And they have multiple people doing this. So now they don't need to have the KOL, the influencer, the bigwig, the celebrity say, hey, this is an advertisement. That celebrity, KOL, influencer gets to do a creative tweet. No.